The Greek government, led by Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras of the Syriza party, faced its most difficult test this week since the coalition of the radical left's victory in national elections on January 25th, having won office by pledging to renegotiate the harsh austerity measures imposed by Eurozone officials. Syriza entered recent talks with its credibility at stake. The agreement reached on February 24th to extend the nearly $300 billion Greek bailout by 4 months fell short of Syriza's campaign promise to reverse austerity, scrap the bailout, and end cooperation with the so-called Troika, made up of the European Commission, European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Instead, Athens assured its creditors that the new government's plan to alleviate the humanitarian crisis caused by austerity measures since 2010 would not derail its budget. The deal must still be ratified by some European Union member parliaments. Among the reforms proposed by Greece are a government crackdown on corruption and tax evasion by the rich, providing housing guarantees and free medical care for the uninsured and unemployed, introducing collective bargaining with public employees, reviewing scheduled privatization of publicly owned enterprises, and reducing the number of government ministries from 16 to 10. Your reporter spoke with Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, who discusses the significance of the Greek EU bailout negotiations and the impact the results could have on movements resisting austerity policies across Europe.
On Friday, I think it was a turning point because the European authorities, or you referred to them as the Troika, they had been saying that the Greek government, with the new government, would have to do what prior governments had done, had agreed to. And then they finally backed off from that a little. They said, well, you don't necessarily have to run any particular primary budget surplus. That means the surplus of the national budget, not including interest payments. You don't have a target that you had, which was fairly big, and we can negotiate future ones. And that, to me, is the most important thing for the recovery because, I mean, the Greek economy has started to grow slightly last year. It grew about 0.6%. But the problem is that unemployment is so high, and even the IMF projections, which have been over-optimistic almost every year since 2010, they show 16% unemployment in 2018. And, of course, you double that for youth, and you think of all the people who have left the country and will leave the country. That's not really acceptable. And so to do better than that, the government is going to have a stimulus as opposed to trying to just pay off debt. And that's where the fight really is. And I think that the Syriza government won this round.
Mark, there's been some criticism from some members of the Syriza party. A man by the name of Manolis Glezos, a Syriza member of the European Parliament, a World War II era national hero, has basically said Syriza and its position here in negotiating with the Eurozone has reneged on its promises. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Syriza is a coalition, a number of different factions. So there is a good part, could even be a majority, that would just like to leave the Euro. I don't blame them at all. I do believe that if they left the Euro, I think that's actually the biggest threat to the European authorities. Not only would they recover, but they would recover so much faster than the rest of Europe that everybody would want to leave. So that's the economics of it. But the politics are much more difficult. I don't blame anybody for saying that, but I don't think they reneged. I think they're doing what the electorate wants them to do. They only won 36% of the vote, but they have to represent the majority, and they can't just say, you know, look, it's my way or the highway, and bring on a financial crisis that will force them out of the Euro if they don't have popular support for that.
How important are the negotiations now between Greece and the Eurozone for the other nations in Europe, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy, that have burgeoning anti-austerity movements? How does the outcome of the Greek Eurozone negotiations relate to the electoral prospects of these anti-austerity parties, particularly Podemos in Spain?
Yeah, I think it's very important. Podemos is going to do very well in the next national elections, at least. Local, I don't know. It depends how much they can prepare for that, given that they just gotten started. But I think if Syriza succeeds and they win some very important concessions and are able to accelerate the recovery in Greece, that will help them. It may not help them in time, is one problem, in the sense that, you know, the election, the national election in Spain is only about 9 months away. But I think it helps them just because all of Europe sees that it is possible to say no. Because before, nobody's really stood up to the Troika and lived to tell about it.
That was Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Learn more about movements resisting austerity policies in Europe by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.